Riders win the Grey Cup. Hilltops win the Canadian Bowl. Time for the trifecta. The U of S Huskies are in Regina this Saturday for the Vanier Cup. Head coach of the Huskies, Scott Flory, joins me right now. Scott, it's been win after win after win for these Huskies. What's the message in the locker room? Or do they even need one? Do they just know what they have to do, right?
No, the messaging has been the same all year long, right? I think that this is a special group. There's some, the veteran leadership that we have on this group is pretty remarkable from some 22-year-old young men. But it's the same. I mean, it's old coach speak, man, but we take it one play at a time. We got to play physical. We got to play, you know, Husky football. It's been around for 100 years. It's tough. It's gritty. It's mean. It's making sure we're connected. We're a good team and supporting each phase and everything. And just play the game the way it's meant to be played.
Our thoughts, and I'm sure all of the team's thoughts, and everybody's families and everybody in Saskatoon are thinking about Anton, quarterback, of course, for the U of S Huskies, who was diagnosed with lymphoma. First off, how's he doing? Have you visited him lately?
Yeah, I haven't been in to see him since before the game. They've been communicating and texting a lot. He's coming out of, he's trying to get down there, put it that way, to Regina.
Nice.
So he's going through treatment he's coming out of round one here, and he's trying to get down there. And man, it's just, I know he's trying to do everything he can to get the heck out of that place. He's been there for a couple weeks now in the hospital. So, man, the kid is, there's just not much to say. He's just a phenomenal young man. He's been dealt a crappy hand here, and he's got the love and support of this whole team and the whole city, man. And just the wishes that I know that we've received, I'm sure he has too. It's pretty remarkable. I know he's going to fight it. He's going to kick its butt. And hopefully he'll be down there with us on Saturday.
This must be a big time motivation for the team.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, I will say I didn't know how they're going to react. You know, I mean, I was blown away like a zombie for a day or so, just getting the news. And the team responded incredibly well. These are very mature young men. They're resilient. They handled it, and they just want to. Man, they just want to do right by their boy. I mean, Ace is one of the leaders on our football team, and they want to make sure. I mean, that's really what football is all about, and being part of a team is all about. It ain't about you; it's about the sum of the parts. And if one of your guys needs some help, that's what you're there for. And these guys are there for him.
It's the big one. It's this weekend, Saturday in Regina, the Vanier Cup. Huskies in it, and Scott, head coach Scott Flory, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck.
My pleasure. I appreciate that. And hope everybody can either tune in or make it down to Regina. To support these boys. They deserve it. So it'll be a good game on Saturday. Appreciate it.